there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy Tale Wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
Staying home makes me hungry, whether it's to keep safe from disease, the weather, or working on my novels in progress. How about you? And when I get hungry, my first thoughts are of sweets. Cute ones are all the more enticing. Robbie Cheadle is a writing dynamo. Her first name is spelled R-O-B-B-I-E. Go to her main page at robbiesinspiration.wordpress.com for the extensive catalog of books, stories, and videos she's published out of Johannesburg, South Africa. She writes for all ages. There are her Sir Chocolate children's books, co-authored with her son, Michael Cheadle, her middle grade Silly Willy series, her preteen/young adult fictionalized bio about her mom's World War II childhood in England, her supernatural and horror stories for adults and young adults, and her poetry. Listen now as she describes how to make delicious edible flowers. For step-by-step photos, go to happinessbetweentales.com. How to make fondant, sugar dough/paste, peonies, by Robbie Cheadle. My husband's birthday is approaching, and I wanted to make something special to mark the day, especially as we are likely to still be in some form of COVID-19 lockdown. I decided to make peonies in a dark pink and dust the outer petals with edible gold. Making the peonies was quite a challenge, as I wanted to get the shape right. Peony petals curl inwards, which means that each layer must be allowed to dry completely inside a correctly sized bowl-shaped container. I made these containers out of tin foil, which I pleated and folded to fit the 4 different stages of the petals. You will need fondant colored dark pink, a large fondant rose cutter, a large and a small ball tool, edible sugar glue, peony petal cutters in 3 sizes, standard pack edible dark pink food coloring powder, edible gold dust, 2 medium-sized paintbrushes, a flower veining tool or toothpick. Process. Mix a quantity of dark pink fondant and place it in a lock zip plastic bag. Take a small amount and roll it out as thinly as possible. Use a thin layer of corn flour on the surface of the fondant when you roll it out to prevent it from sticking. Cut out 2 rose shapes using your large rose cutter. Use a ball tuck or toothpick to frill and flute the edges of the 2 rose shapes and use the flower veining tool or toothpick to texture the petals. Place in a small silver foil container pleated to round the petals. Allow to dry to the texture of leather. Roll a bud from fondant with a fatter base and narrower tip. Use a bit of sugar glue to attach it to one of the rose shapes. Paint a small blob of sugar glue on the bottom part of each petal on both sides and wrap the petals around the bud. Use a toothpick to separate the petals and create a rosebud shape. Use sugar glue to attach the enlarged bud to the other rose shape. Wrap the other shape around the enlarged bud. Leave to dry overnight. Roll out more dark pink fondant and cut out 6 peony petals using your smallest peony petal cutter. Frill and flute the edges using a small ball tool or a toothpick. Use the toothpick for flower veining tool to texture the petals. Place them upside down in a sliver foil container and allow them to dry to the texture of leather. Dab sugar glue along the bottom half of both edges of the petals and place them around the bud, pressing them firmly into place with your fingers. When all 6 petals have been placed around the bud, place the flower into a piece of silver foil shaped into a cup. Leave overnight to dry. At this stage, your flower will start to look like a multi-petaled blossom. The following day, cut out 6 middle-sized peony petals and repeat the steps above. Place in a slightly larger silver foil cup and leave to dry overnight. Repeat the above process on days 3 and 4, using the large peony petal cutter and slightly larger silver foil cups. Once the peony is completely dry, use a medium-sized paintbrush dipped into dark pink food coloring powder and smudge it into the center of the peony. Dip a medium-sized paintbrush into edible gold shimmer dust and paint over the outermost petals until they shimmer and shine. Your peony flower is now complete. For step-by-step instruction on how to make more of our fondant artworks, for recipes, and for free Audible readings of our free Sir Chocolate books, please visit my video channel that's listed under my name at YouTube. Our YouTube site is a community service project that my two sons and I have started to bring readings of our free Sir Chocolate books and simple recipes to children and their parents to help keep children entertained during the COVID-19 pandemic. Our step-by-step creature videos can be made with children using Play-Doh or fondant. Does your eating change when you need to stay at home more? Record your experiences, thoughts, and questions at my podcast page at Anchor by Spotify or email me at happinessbetweentales.com, where you'll find a link to Robbie's main page, as well as photos of her and the steps for how to make these tasty candy flowers. Like what you heard? Your support at buymeacoffee.com/supportHBT would be much appreciated.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Doll for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more tale wags and the making of tales.